How strange that you wandered in here of all places, human. Yet, my senses tell me that you know who I am. What a strange little twist of fate. You know exactly whose lair you walked into, and yet, I don't sense any fear on you. Why is that? What could it mean? What do you think I am? I am Alucard. I don't think I need to explain myself further, do I? To a dog of the family. The Helsing family, but I didn't feel like saying it at first. Well, you're starting to bore me. Give me one reason why they've sent you here. You should be careful with your words, otherwise I would drain you right where you stand. Oh, I suppose that is interesting. You, a sacrifice. And you told me straight out. You could have lied to me, you know. Why didn't you? What a peculiar human. Have you no self-preservation? Or do you think I would spare you? Surely you know enough about me to know I'm a ruthless creature, don't you? How strange. It almost seems like you don't care, or maybe that you see something else appealing to the heart of the beast. Well, interesting. There's two options here, really. Why don't I offer them to you as a cordial human being to another, even if I'm not one? I can still be civil, you know. Well, the way I see it, I could either have a nice snack or something more. Your choice, really. Either I steal all of your blood and dine on the meal, or I turn you and turn you into my cute little servant. Speak, meat. Speak before I lose my temper and make the choice myself. The skin on the nape of your neck is quite delicious. I suggest you say... Oh. Speaking over me isn't very smart of you, but I'll take it as an invitation, as you've said you'll become mine. Is that my meal? I'm only kidding. Of course I would let you live after that. Now, down to the business at hand. I think I have to take my time turning such a wonderful specimen of the living sort. Your body returns only pleasure when I lick you, does it not? I want to hear the truth from your lips. I want to feel the truth from your lips. Won't you indulge me? Yes. Your lust is written all over you. Shall I relieve you of that or make it more excruciating? I never took you for a masochist since we met, but at the same time, your answer does pique my interest. Maybe I'll make it so pleasing when I take your virginity as well as your humanity. Maybe then the debaucherous, unsavory things of the world won't dare touch you, because you'll be my... little lover, won't you? Oh, you taste the part. So delicious. Now drink this. unless you'd like the more nuanced way of turning. Either way, it's your last chance. Drink my blood or drink my cum. You'll either die or become a vampire like me. Though if I'm honest with you, I do so detest that word. But what would you understand it to be? A denizen of the night, an immortal. Whichever you prefer, it is what we are. Now drink deep. I've decided I'll let you savor both of the indulgences and see what happens to your body. If you can handle it, then you might just be a match for me. Someone worthy of being called my equal, my lover, something of the sorts. What will you do? Yes, drink deep. Oh, but you might as well chase it down with what your eyes couldn't help but gasp. My hard cock. Why don't you suck it? Go ahead. It'll be enjoyable, I'm sure. You've never tasted the feeling of turning while you're sucking cock, have you? Neither have I, but you'll be able to tell me, won't you? Yes. Let your sins wrap around your body. And that sin around your mouth, I want to feel it. That's it. Good little human. Or former human, I should say. The banquet of blood and taste. Don't you bite now? Oh, yes. Use more of that tongue. You're devilishly good at this. No pun intended. Oh, your sins are so delectable around my cock. Make me feel it, won't you? So delicious, so delectable. Don't you just love the taste of your husband's cum? Yes, we're married, married by the debaucherous night, as two in the sinful deliverance of injustice of sin. Sinful desires, you lusty, lusty runt. The pleasure for us is incomprehensible compared to those pathetic humans. As much as I respect them, I pity that they'll never feel this. They'll never know the pleasure, the pain, or the agony of wanting it so bad, of feeling it like animals, and so much more. I feel it. Do you? Oh, you're turning, turning while sucking me off like that. I'm coming like I know you want it. Take it, take it. Oh, you are quite the monster fucker, aren't you? But you're the monster too. The irony, that faint bit of humanity still on your breath, but the cum of something unnatural, beyond supernatural, on your lips. How does it taste? Oh, like the best thing you've ever had. Your reaction tells on you even before your words do. That's what we rely on in this little business of ours. Now, savor your reward for sucking me off and turning so well. This is your fate now. Your insides are mine to do with as I please. Mine to torment, mine to savor, and you seem to want to give it to me. So say who you belong to. Beg for more, deeper. I will rip those insides to bits as I claim them, as I make you know who your master is. You are my little toy now, my lover, my equal. So many beautiful words that flutter. You can feel it, can't you? Oh, this beautiful seance of love and lust, of vigorous fluids escaping, blood and dancing. Oh, flesh against flesh, you will never forget this. I implore you to know you're eternal now, just like me. Take it, my love, my naive little love, that humanity will seep as the pleasure replaces every sensation. How could a human mind take it after all? You aren't human anymore, and I love that side to you. Don't you love taking it? Come on, my love, beg for it with your body. That twitching of your insides is a start. But you can do much better than that, can't you? Oh, yes, you can. Come now, beg for it like a good human. Former human. I have to keep correcting myself. Look at me. I am your man now, and no one else will ever satisfy you like me, the one and only creature of the night on my level, or I should say the one of two now. Now that you're here, now that you're taking me, now that you survived this debaucherous lovemaking, now that you're mine to test and taste and fuck however I see fit. You're mine, my mate, my love, my lust. Now be drained of your humanity and filled with this sin however I see fit. Yes, yes, you take it so beautifully. You're taking it so well, and those noises can hardly be considered human. It's surprising you are even a former human. Are you sure you ever were? Taking all that cum inside you, distending those insides, and claiming that naughty voice. We can make love as humans could only fantasize. Your deepest, darkest secrets will be my pleasure. I know you feel it. That slipping sanity, as you can hardly keep your breath about you. And that's the best part of it, if you ask me. I too felt that slow descent, and there are only two of us who could ever know what it truly feels like. So thank your lucky stars while you're at it, or your darkest night, for I will make you love your undeath personally. You enjoy this, don't you? Admit to it. Candidly like that. You are so perfect match to me. I will use you and teach you well. So be patient with me, won't you?